All right, welcome to another episode of Song Title Challenge. And Brent, I got to tell you, I'm loving that we just moved on to bringing guests on to this little thing. We've done this, what, we probably did almost 100 episodes.
We did 99 episodes before our first guest.
Yes. And then we're like, duh, like we should just bring on guests. If we only knew some people who knew how to write songs in this industry, that would be fun. What Song Title Challenge is about is this is the question is, how would you write this one, Climbers? We get listeners of this podcast send in their song titles, send them to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. Put Song Title Challenge or STC in the subject line. You can send in as many as you want. You can send in a list. You can send in as many emails as you want. Just don't resend me old songs that you've already sent in, please. But I think we fixed that now, which is cool. and then I go down, I pick one, and I spring it live to Brent and our guest on the podcast. And we just sort of mimic what you should be doing either prior to walking, ideally prior to walking in a writing room, or what sometimes will happen if somebody drops a title in the writing room and he's like, oh, and they like the title, let's write that. And then we're, you just cook up five or six different ways to conceptual ways to go down the road on lyrics. This is not a co-write in any way, shape or form. You can use all of what we say. You can use none of what we say. And today we have a very, very special guest and Mr. Chris Wallen. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah.
I feel like, Chris, if you keep eating your Wheaties and drinking some milk, you could amount to a pretty good songwriter someday. Because I feel like you got what it takes, well, but it's not just me that thinks
that. Seen.
It's not just me that thinks. I mean, Chris's songs have been cut by, let's see, Lori Morgan, Garth Brooks. Who's that? Is that the new guy, Garth?
Yeah, is it
that
is, the guy that?
Montgomery Gentry, Sammy Kershaw, Tommy Shane Snyder, Trace Atkins, Michael Peterson, Anthony Smith, Jeffrey Steele, Confederate Railroad, Neil McCoy, Brian McComas, Brad Paisley, Joe Diffie, Diamond Rio, Kenny Chesney, Toby Keith, and like, what, dude? Did you get invited to barbecues like every weekend with the big cool stars?
I told somebody yesterday, listen, I always write hits. It's just sometimes the S is in the wrong place. So
that's right. Yeah.
You just have to put the S in the right place.
Yeah. Well, there we go. So this should be super fun. I'm and you know, Chris, thank you so much again for coming on this. Let's have some fun with it.
Thanks for having me.
The song title here is from Joe Bigalke.
Okay.
And we've done one from him before, Climber Joe Bigalke. And I thought, I don't know, this one just kind of stuck out to me. The title is No Girl, No Work. All right. No Girl, No Work.
No girl, no work. All right.
Yeah. So my hot take on this right away is, this is interesting. I have no idea where we can go with this. I'm almost like no shoes, no shirt, no service kind of a thing or whatever. Yeah. Right. I know Chesney's done something like that, but I don't know. This just seems interesting to me compared to some of the other like amazing concepts we've come up with on a really what on the surface looks like to be a very mundane, boring title. Mm-hmm. Anybody want to add anything to that?
It seemed to me it's intriguing. It's intriguing. So I'm like, I'd want to, if I saw that on a playlist or something, I'd be curious to see what they did with it, which is a good place to start. Yeah. So
yeah.
My first impression is I'm a country hammer, so most things look like country nails to me. So the I think the obvious one that we'd probably want to avoid is just the woe is me, down on my luck, no girl, no work. You're like, I'm out of a job. I don't have my girl left me kind of thing, which is probably the most obvious baked in. Like, I've got no girl, no work.
Right, right.
Yeah. Which, you know, if you're just belly aching about that commercially, that's really tough to get that cut. Unless you did it really funny. I also think of like No Woman, No Cry. I think of a reggae thing. No girl, no work. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. No woman, no cry.
It makes you think of that.
No girl, no work.
I think, well, what if it's the opposite of that? What if this is a party song? Like, what if this is a rally round the boys party song where, and it's just about, you know, being that, that lonely sort of, hedonistic, maybe that's a little too much for country, but definitely, you know, the road artist, right? You're out on the road, no girl, no work. You never had a day of work in your life, right? Because you love what you do, but we're okay. You know, maybe it's about the band. It's like a road song. It's something like that. Like,
I'm trying to think of a way to where to, you know, so if there's a third, like a hook, like a grab, and you know, where it said, I don't know if this
like it bookends the chorus, like it starts off no girl, no work, blah blah blah. Then it comes back around and goes no girl, no work, but a whole lot of fun,
right?
Kind of thing, that stinger at the end.
No, you know, no girl. Actually, what if you switch that around where no work, no girl? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
She wants a guy with some prospects.
That's why I work hard. That's why I work. No work,
I like that.
No girl.
I like that. Okay, what about this? What about the sort of adage that behind every successful man is a good woman, right?
Yeah.
So what if it's like with no girl, no work, we go down that road and it's like, I want to find, it's an uplifting, you know, put the girl on a pedestal.
It's kind of like nothing works without the girl.
Yeah. No girl, no work. No, it don't work without the girl.
The kind of thing. Yeah. If there's a way to kind of pull that out there. That?
No girl, no work, said nobody.
Oh, that's good. Said no one ever.
Said no one ever.
That's I like that one. Said no one ever. No one
and it gets ever. A no in there again, which is always great if you can give it that little thing. It makes it a thing. You know, I think of the thing of too, like, you know, girls are great, but they're a lot of work. You know, so maybe work isn't the 9 to 5, but the work is
the girl,
yeah. Like of, you know, keeping her happy and all the stuff that goes into it. It's good work if you can get it, but depending on the girl, it may be more work than others. And so I wonder if that's a thing. It's like, you know, I'm still clocking in, but no girl, no work. Like, like if this person is really high maintenance kind of thing, which is kind of more of a negative thing, but could be
funny. You kind of said it there, but no, you make a positive. You're like, it's all about how much work a relationship is, right? Mm-hmm. So it kind of feels like coming out in the lyric that you're going to be doing this, but then you turn it around in the chorus. That's the ambush, right? It's like, but with me, no girl, no work. And you said something before. What did you say, Brent? It's like, but I'm still working on, like, we can do the hook. Yeah. Re-mentioning the work. I'm still working on the girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, and you can also do, you know, like, you know, some guys, you know, think it's, you know, they always talk about how much work it is to, to, you know, with the girl and everything. But, you know, it's like something, but no girl, no work, no thanks. Because you want the work because you get when you work at it, you get the girl. So, so it could be, you know.
Yeah. I want those things. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So
I like that. No girl, no work. No thanks.
No thanks.
Yeah. A man needs, you know, a woman to win, work to do, like a battle to fight, you know, like, a man needs a mission, right? So it could kind of play into that. Like, I see that stuff, you know, almost like I see the people that want, they think they're free and all that stuff, don't want any of that stuff. Well, no, I need some of that stuff. No girl, no work, no point.
Right.
Yeah, like, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Yeah.
Like, something along that line.
Yeah.
You could actually do like a whole thing, what we're talking about here. No girl, no work, no point because blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
No girl, no work, no thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's worth it. Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, no girl, no work, no way I'm going to da, 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 da. You know,
yeah.
No, no way I'm going to do that because, you know.
Oh, that's interesting. Like, that could be like how we're starting it. Down each one of those, like almost exactly. each one of the verses, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe right. it's like a AAA kind of thing with that tag on the end.
Mm-hmm.
Structure wise in the song. That's interesting.
Yeah, it may be kind of that thought of like, you know, no girl, no work, just sitting on a beach. Like, you know, because we all have those times where just like, I just want to be free of everything and just go sit on a beach and have nothing, nobody right. depending on me, no expectations, no responsibilities. Like at times we all just want that, right? At least for a little bit. But you realize
right.
that, dude, no girl, no work. No thanks. You know, so it could be starting off like yeah. a verse with that, like that fantasy of just, I just want to get away from all this stuff. But then the chorus is going, but there's kind of no point without this good stuff. A man needs a mission. And so therefore no girl, no work, no thanks. And then second verse, yeah. you know, going to why that's worth it and why that's good for you. Like I'd be a worthless piece of crap, you know, self-indulgent, self-centered, what, you know, and that's not good for me or anybody else kind right. of thing. If there's a way to do it without being preachy, but just going, I realize what I have and I'm thankful for what I have.
Well, this is actually a really story that just happened. I was on a 2-day media shoot with one of my corporate clients a couple of weeks ago. I called them up to, hey, I needed some answer for something from them. And Angie, the wife, picks up the phone. And she's like, I am on a beach right now in a bikini line next to my husband. I'm like, why did you pick up the phone? And she was like, because you're calling. And every time you call, like brilliant stuff happens, like blah, blah, blah. And she's like, she goes, I got to tell you something. Like, this is our anniversary vacation. They live in Arkansas. They're down at the beach. We had this whole thing planned with a bed, with an Airbnb away from all the kids. We were down here for 3 days and we're like, we miss the kids. Like, yeah. So they got somebody to drive the kids down and just because they wanted to be around the family. I mean, it's so that cool. kind of a thing I think could be really like in that mode of what you were talking about could be very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could do a almost story-esque thing in the verses too, talking about where she, you know, it was going to be a couple's mm-hmm. kind of getaway and she couldn't yeah. make it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And something happened and she wasn't there, but he, yeah. and he's like, man, this is,
you doesn't know, work.
It no doesn't. Work. Yeah.
No worky.
No. Yeah.
No, like, worky.
No worky.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, you know, what if it, you know what it also makes me think about? Like when I was like 12, no girl, no work, no problems. I mean, that's playing off the Chesney thing. No shirt, no shoes, yeah, yeah. no problems. I don't want Casey to hit me in the head or anything or anyone else. That really but it makes me think about like, yeah, when you're a young boy, you don't want anything to do with, you don't have anything to do with girls and you don't have any work except maybe a little bit of homework. You're like,
right.
I'm free, you know? and it's like no girl, no work, and no perspective on how good you got it right now. You know, it's like my kids complain. You're like, listen, this is the easiest you will ever have it. Girls are great, but there's, you know, everything's trade-offs.
No girl, no work, no life.
Yeah, that, or just like, it could be about being a kid. Like, and it was just like, no worries, you know, kind of no worries kind of thing. Could just be a different angle on it. So,
Actually, yeah. I mean, what if it is a kid? You know, it's like something about he's not something. Da da da. Maybe it's hurry. You know, be in a hurry. Mm-hmm. He don't have to be in a hurry. Maybe it's just a little kid. No girl, no work, no worries.
Yeah, it could be kind of funny.
It could
too.
Be a funny thing, you know.
Oh yeah. What if you're talking about? Hey, I don't know somebody's name. You know, Billy. You know, he's just walking through town. He's just skipping along. No girl, no work, no worries, blah, blah, blah. And you maybe think like he's a grown up, that he's just like this kind of vagabond or this kind of hippie kind of whatever, just carefree guy. Then you find out like he's like 12.
Yeah.
And he's just living life, dude. You know?
Actually, that's kind of a cool twist.
Riding a gravy train with biscuit yeah, wheels.
Yeah. It's like, I'm a little jealous.
What if it is... Well, what if you kind of go down that road lyrically on like he sees that kid's got no girl, no work, mm-hmm. no worries. And it's, but it's from the perspective of, you know, the artist, the adult artist who all of a sudden you, that sort of looks like lustful, like not in a sexual way, but, you know, like in a positional way or a life. Like I remember when it used to be no girl, no work, no worries. And I did this and I did this and I did this. But then again, it's back to the how good you got it kind of a thing. You know, now I've got all this work, you know, making this girl happy. And you somehow, you make that work sound overcoming and almost insurmountable or something, but it's like so worth it. I'm going to climb that mountain. I'm going to, you know, whatever it's going to take to make her happy. Cause that's
and
worth
it. All the way through it, you could do that, you know, talk about this kid, you know, and maybe even a rhyme, something. The kid, you know, he says what he wants to say, goes where he wants to go. Now you're saying no girl, no work, no way I'm going to go back to that again. Maybe at a bridge or something, saying no way I'm going to go back to that again. You know, you don't know what's coming.
Like, that was great. It had its season and that's great and that enjoy it, but I'm not going back there. Like, I don't want to go back there. Right. It's just
I love that. I remember turning 30. And, you know, my 20s, like I toured in a hair band as the lead singer for 7 years. It was my 20s were crazy, you know, and I remember freaking out about turning 30, all the apprehension. And then when I turned 30, I remember like the opposite happened. I was like relieved. I was like, wow, like I would never trade my 20s for the world, but I'm so glad they're over. Like maybe it's that kind of a thing. Like I'm ready to move on, you know? Yeah. So that's okay. That could be worked into that same kind of sentiment. I like that.
Yeah. I wonder too about, you know, kind of comparing the kid who's like, no girl, no work, no, you know, no problem at all kind of thing. No worries. Where he knows how good he's got it. And because that's a time when the girls are icky.
Right.
And you're more like homework or whatever. You're like, I don't want anything to do with them. And then comparing that to a guy that's like the worst thing in the world. The kind of the guy on the bar stool that's like, no girl, no work, no worries because no one's worried about me. Like, I got no expectations because I'm really
low. Every time somebody does the chorus and says that hook, it could be someone else talking.
Yeah.
Like the first verse could be this kid, and it could be what he's saying, no girl, no work, you know, this is awesome.
Right, exactly, you know? Yeah.
And then you could either, on the second one, it could either be him 10 years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or it could be a whole other third guy saying, you're crazy, you know, no work. No girl, no work, no way.
Yeah, exactly.
And it could be the, you know, the two different things, and it's like you're gonna in a couple of years you're gonna find out. My nephew, when he was real little, he made up a joke which was amazingly funny. He was just a little bitty. He goes, Uncle Chris, I got a joke. I said, okay. He goes, why do girls wear makeup and perfume? I said, I don't know, Nick. Why? He said, because they stink and they're ugly. I was like, that's awesome. I said, but you're not going to want to tell that in a few like years. You're not going to want to tell that.
Oh, that's I love that.
Oh, yeah. How that changes over time. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's married with a kid now. So,
yeah. How about this? What is there a way? Maybe this is convoluted, but is there a way to tell this story from, you know, my sister, my baby sister is an ER physician. Her husband's a stay at home dad.
Mm hmm.
What if it's like from that kind of uplifting the girl? Is there a way we can go there and say that? Like, you know, like, but I guess that is the girl, but it's just like you got, I don't know.
Yeah.
No girl,
no work. I'm not sure how you do that. Because I've kind of in the back of my mind been wondering, like, how could a girl sing this? You know?
Right.
How could she say to a guy or something, no girl, no work? I don't know. She could be saying, I don't know. But it could probably go back to the no work, no girl.
Right, right.
No girl, no work, no work, no girl.
Yeah.
No work, no girl. No girl, no worky.
Yeah. Makes me think of like a boys night out or a boys retreat, like fishing weekend. No girl, no work.
Work.
No bites. You know? Yeah. That kind of thing.
And, like, and nobody cares. Yeah. No girls, no work, no bites, nobody cares.
Like,
yeah.
We're just having the guys' weekend. We love our girls. We'll go back to them. When it's over, we'll go back
That's
to work
really
on Monday.
That's really interesting.
But, you know, for the weekend,
there, you know?
No girl, no work, no worries at all, you know?
No girl.
I like that. I think that's the best one we got so far.
That could just be fun.
I like that. That was the most commercial. You know, where it's just a bunch of guys and.
It's like no girl, no work, no picking up the phone, no kind of responsibilities. No one like, and we're staying here. So nobody's got to not drive home. Like stay the night. We're at nowhere to go. At this cabin, we're on the lake or we're on the river. Man, it's just,
and
it's
you
all
could
go.
Progress it. You could progress it where, you know, at first they're talking about, oh man, this is awesome.
Yeah.
No girl, no work. Just a, you could do a, excuse me while I whip this out. you know, like, no girl. No girl, no girl, no word, no listening to da 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 da. Mm-hmm. Do it, you know, saying cuss words out loud and
no swear jar. Yeah,
no swear and all this stuff. Kind of and
like no rules, then, man. No one to look
no
down
rules,
at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second verse, it says, And we drank all the beer and we did we did all the stuff and it's like, you know, we're checking our phones.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so now it's going back to the girl saying, this is just ain't no fun with girl, no work.
Like they go hard to the pain in the first boys' night. Right. Yeah. Like everybody does when they come to Nashville on Broadway, hard to the paint the first night and they're all banged up the next day. Now I got a hangover. I need my back scratched and I got no girl, no work, nobody looking after me.
And it progresses to where it, you know, the they're all calling the girls, I miss you, you know.
That's awesome.
I think that's probably the most commercial and the most. If we were writing it, that's what I think it would probably end up something like that anyway.
Well, that's some good looks at it right there, guys. That was, that took some digging, but towards the end, there it is. That's the story. Like, everybody's just like, screw the girls. We're just boys. And then the next day they're like, oh my God, nobody taking care of me here.
I didn't pack any aspirin because I'm a guy and I don't think about that stuff.
Exactly. Well, so there you go. Chris Wallen, thank you so much.
Thank you for
doing this. And I know like you're in the process of putting together a course for songwriting to share your craft, your expertise, aren't you?
I am. I've been working on it a while and it's actually, you know, I'm going to be launching it pretty soon and, you know, it's buildinggreatsongs.com. And I have a thing too, if it's top 10 costly mistakes new songwriters make, it's a free download and it'll get you on the email list and everything. Go to buildinggreatsongs.com/top 10. But I'm really excited about it.
Cool. Okay. Building Great Songs. Well, we'll put those links in the show notes.
Yeah. We mentioned some of Chris's cuts, specifically Don't Blink, Kenny Chesney. Chris had a hand in writing that. Montgomery Gentry's Speed and Something to Be Proud Of. Trace Adkins, I'm Trying. Just some great songs. I think you're on Toby Keith's Love Me If You Can, right?
I am.
Yep. Just some killer songs. I've been a fan of Chris ever since I first moved to Nashville and go see him, like Tony Lane and people at the Broken Spoke.
Oh man.
And so it's been cool to get to know you some, but I definitely can recommend your stuff to people. I haven't seen the course, but I've heard your songs. So
well, I appreciate it.
I can give the recommendation wholeheartedly.
So yeah, it's going to be awesome. And you know what, Chris? When it's time to launch that, I think maybe you come back on the podcast as a guest and let's talk about it.
Yeah,
and
I would love
and set that up for you, because any way that we can help you, man, we'd love to do it, because what you're going to be doing is helping songwriters and artists. And that's what this podcast is all about. So,
man, I just want, you know, somebody asked me the other day about it. I said, I want to be a part of great songs, whether it's me writing them or whether I facilitate someone else writing them. I think the world needs more great songs. So, that's what I want to do.
I love that. Let's wrap it up there, guys. Once again, Chris Wallen, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Song so title much. Challenge, guys. Send your titles in to info@daredevilproduction.com and put STC or Song Title Challenge in the subject line so it gets in the right folder. If you don't, it won't. All right. And this podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.